government has put to rest the argument over the use of the Heritage Fund to finance the free SHS policy. The issue ignited public outcry, with major policy think tanks like Africa Center for Energy Policy, ASAP, and Public Interest Accountability Committee, PIAC, and the minority in parliament kicking against it after Senior Minister Yao Osafo-Mafo has stated that the fund was going to be used for the free SHS policy. Despite the controversy the suggestion generated, the MP for Obuasi West and a member of the government's economic team, Kwaku Kwarteng, says government is yet to take a definite decision on the matter. Dr. Ishmael Akar from ASAP, one of the policy think tanks which was against the use of the Heritage Fund, has joined us to tell us what he sees as the best alternative. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon.
Has the government's explanation to the issue put to rest all the attacks against it over the Heritage Fund? Do you think so?
Yes, we believe that this is a very positive step, but we still need further information. For instance, we have to know how the government intends to finance the policy and how we're going to even sustain it. We have been proposing that we use the annual budget fund amount, which is about 70% of the oil revenues. Others are also suggesting that, for instance, we can reform GET Fund. Whilst the oil revenues are used to finance the free SHS, GET Fund will invest in education investment or education infrastructure. So these are all, I think, very good suggestions coming in. So we are waiting on the government to publish how they are going to finance the policy.
Now, Doc, what are the alternatives the government should be looking at?
Yes, as I indicated, when you take the oil revenues, we give it a little percentage GMPC. What is remaining, 70% goes to support government budget annually. Now, the government has that authority to select not more than four priority areas. Since education is a major priority, according to even the MPP's manifesto, we believe that they should fund the pre-SHS through the ABFA, the percentage of the oil revenue that goes to support the budget annually. If that is not enough, then we can all debate as to how we can raise additional funds. People are suggesting, for instance, GET Fund coming in to support. But we believe that the ABFA can go a long way to help fund this policy.
May I ask again, what is wrong if government decides to use the Heritage Fund? Is it wrong?
I mean, there are three main things. The first one is that the Heritage Fund is an endowment. So we had oil, we've been producing gold, we've been producing diamond. This time around, we decided that let us give just 9% of the revenues we get. We preach savings to almost every child. But this time, the nation decided that we want to save 9% for our future generation and even gave us 15 years from the time the law was passed, that by 2025, we'll do a review to see whether we should spend, whether we should go ahead to do investment and so many other things. So that is an endowment for the future. We are not supposed to invest it for them. We are supposed to invest the money to generate interest so that they will decide what they do with it. That's the first one. It has a time for a review. The second is that if we are going to touch the Heritage Fund, we have to go to Parliament to review the law. Already in 2015, the previous government reviewed the law and a cap was placed on the stabilization fund. So now the fund we're creating to support government. When oil revenues, we have a shortfall of oil revenues, we decided to cap it. So finance minister can say, I'm capping the stabilization fund at 20, when what is in the fund is about 50, so that they take the rest to go and pay loans. So it was like borrowing against the oil revenues. We all complained about it. If we go ahead to revise the law and use the Heritage Fund, another government will come and will say that it will serve a very bad precedent. Oh, for me, let us even abolish the law altogether. After all, cocoa revenues come, other revenues come. We don't have any law guiding it. So why don't we just use it? So that is it. The final one is that the Heritage Fund has, in fact, the balance now is about $277 million. It can't even fund the free SHS for 1 year. So we go to the extent of debating, revising the law to take a very small amount of money, which cannot even pay half of the policy we want to implement. So the law gives the government that room, that what is coming to you, 70% of the total of your revenue, you have authority over it. Decide what you want to do with it. So why won't you concentrate on the 70%, how you are going to efficiently spend that instead of targeting the 9% we said we were saving? And over the past 5 years, the Heritage Fund has received only 2% of the total oil revenues. It means that 98% has gone to government. So we cannot do anything with the 98%. We have to go and touch the 2%. I mean, we feel it's quite unfortunate. It cannot do anything. It is quite insignificant to come and even help us achieve this policy.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ishmael Aka. Dr. Ishmael Aka is from ASAP, one of the policy think tanks which was against the use of the Heritage Fund to fund the free essay.